Hey guys, how's it going? It's JD, the Mobile Trader, and this is a Mobile Trader podcast for Saturday, January 25th, 2020. Today we have a special guest. For today's show, we brought in a ringer, and he's my day one. Been on my hip since 19, 20 years old, since I was that. And we have my son, Jay. Introduce yourself, guys. Big guy.
I'm Jay. I'm the Mobile Trader's son. The Mobile Trader Jr. No, I'm just Jay, but I'm glad to be here.
All right, man. We appreciate you coming in. We're going to jump right into it. We're going to ask Jay a few questions. He's an investor. He's in the millennial grouping, I guess. He's a gamer, a streamer, social media maven. I don't know if that fits, but he knows how to market those the social media magnates. Anyway, here we go. All right, we're going to ask you some questions about the stock market, investing, just all-encompassing interview today. So, okay. What's your first stock market memory?
Oh, wow. I think when I was really young, maybe I might not have even hit double digits, maybe 9 or 10, you started me on this paper trading program just so long ago, and we would mess around with it and whatnot, and we tried to find it a couple years ago, but that paper trading when I was a kid was probably my first memory that I have of the stock market.
I forgot about that. That might have been maybe we were doing Rich Dad Poor Dad paper
trading.
It was in Virginia. Yeah, we were doing a lot. I was trying to expose you to just everything from the investing side of it to traveling to where it just, when you encountered it at an older age, it wouldn't shock you. You wouldn't be opposed to it. You wouldn't be closed-minded something that wasn't a traditional
way to make a living or
right.
type of income.
Yeah. So, okay. That's I like that. That was your introduction, mm-hmm. or is your first memory? Mm-hmm. But what was after that, do you remember like a formal introduction into the stock market or anything like that?
I think
go ahead.
The first time the first time I actually like you showed me and bought stock for me, it was you opened an account for me, and it was maybe close to 8 years ago. And
okay,
I can't remember the exact stock, but you said, hey, this is going to be your stock I'm just going to introduce you to it and get you the stock. But then the first stock that I remember buying, like kind of my own volition, was AMD.
Yeah. Into that question, to my next question.
Well, hey, I guess I jumped the gun a bit, but it was around like $3 or $4 at that time.
Yeah, you guys, you and your sister got in right under $4. Mm-hmm. And do you remember what the assignment was before you purchased it?
No, I don't.
I had you guys at the dinner table, mm-hmm. and I gifted you guys $120, mm-hmm. both. And I had, you know, to the account. Mm-hmm. I said, okay, the goal is to research a couple of companies, mm-hmm. and come up with a compelling reason for us to invest in those companies, mm-hmm. you know, and you and your sister are researching. And do you remember what your statement was, the reasoning behind purchasing AMD?
Yeah. Okay. I wanted to get AMDs because the PlayStation 4 and the Xbox One were just around the corner, and AMD had secured the rights, or like exclusive rights, to produce the processor chips in both of those next generation systems at the time. So they had a big share of the market in gaming consoles. So that led me to believe that AMD was, you know, yeah. poised to, you know, to have success rolling in the future, and look at them now.
Right, up to over $50, mm-hmm. pull back a little bit, but just the trend over the last 3 to 4 years has been amazing.
They're giving Intel a run for their money. Intel is hard pressed to find a way to, I guess, stifle AMD's like meteoric rise, so to speak.
Right, okay. Are you still bullish on AMD?
Yeah, but that the way it looks and everything that I look at to, I guess, inform myself on companies shows that AMD has no is on a full head of steam. Like there's no signs for it to stop.
Okay, you say everything that you look at. What is your process if you kind of go into it when you are planning to invest in the stock? Mm-hmm. Give the listeners your process.
Okay, my main thing is kind of partially, I would say, is sentiment,
market sentiment,
and just the masses how they like look at a company and their how it's seen, and then I see what they're involved in and what pursuits that they're.
Okay.
They're heading towards like
milestones that they have laid out. Okay.
Like Intel, their most recent like major chip processor release. It was botched. It was they didn't release a chip that was good enough to compete with AMD's Ryzen series.
Right.
Ryzen.
Oh yeah. Okay.
And
okay.
AMD has been continually improving their chips like. Much quicker than Intel has the past 4 to 6 years,
right?
And most reviewers that I watch about certain chipsets in Intel and AMD, they all are saying that AMD is the team to bet with, you know, just in terms of if you want a well priced chip and a good chip for a computer that will last, go with AMD because Intel's not proving that you should buy them.
Ah, okay. So outside of just from an investing standpoint, mm-hmm. from a consumer's perspective, mm-hmm. and a gamer's perspective, and just for practicality, mm-hmm. you're saying the AMD chip is outpacing Intel's.
Yes, and so, benchmarks and just many different, grading scales.
Okay, how does AMD match up with NVIDIA?
NVIDIA? Well, AMD is... they're mostly focused on, not focused, I should say, their best horse is the CPU, the processing unit.
Okay.
And, NVIDIA makes graphics cards, and their graphics cards are pretty much second to none. AMD also deals in graphics cards, but that's not that's like the horse number two in the stable.
Okay.
You know, it's not as good for the consumer because NVIDIA is such a front runner. You know, they don't have many reasons to like completely innovate. They're doing well. They're coming with new ideas that are forward thinking. But if AMD can figure out a couple more things to make them, a little more energy efficient, or just
right,
just if they can find a way to compete closer in terms of numbers with specifications to NVIDIA, then AMD can climb the graphics card business ranks a little bit more.
Okay, I like that. Okay, so let's sidebar real quick. Mm-hmm. We're talking about CPUs, GPUs,
yeah.
1080s, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Let's dip into crypto slightly.
Okay.
Remember when I said, hey, Jay, what's... You know anything about Bitcoin and...
mining and stuff, yeah.
Well, I didn't say anything about that yet because I was like, do you know about this, about Bitcoin?
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, I'm blah, blah, blah. You kind of broke it down, mm-hmm. real laid back. And I was like, so would you buy any? Well, you know, well, I kind of really would like to mine. I want to kind of support the network. I was like, what? And you kind of broke it down to me,
mm-hmm.
you know, validating transactions. And the way you broke it down, I got excited. And I was like, so you just been keeping this a secret? I was like, dude, I said, you're like, well, daddy, you know, I like to really investigate and kind of, I wasn't 100% sure, you know, and I didn't know what you're like, dog, man, if it's something where people are going to say, oh, that's crazy, that's stupid, mm-hmm. Why are they doing, I'm in.
Yeah.
I'm in. If mm-hmm. the masses or the average Joe is like, what the hell is that? Some digital currency.
Yeah.
Forget that. Let me get in there. I'm buying the jumping beans. I'm buying mm-hmm. Bitcoin. But see, you are an Ethereum guy, right?
That's
that was one of your favorites.
Mm-hmm.
And do you remember when you were headed back to school,
mm-hmm.
and I was like, hey man, you want to build a mining rig? You have the know-how. You're like, well, if I'm going to build a mining rig, I might as well build my own gaming computer. I was like, well, yeah, dog, cool. But I think it, you know, right now the mining isn't in, but I think that could have worked during that process during in the dormitories where you could have siphoned that electricity a little bit. You know, were guys doing that?
I don't know.
I thought you saw a video of some people doing that, had mining rigs in their dorm rooms. I thought you saw it on YouTube.
I might have seen something. When you said, "Our guy, were guys doing that," I thought you were kind of saying
people at school. Yeah, nah.
I think part of the reason why, you know, I wasn't just, you know, hyped on it like you were is because, like, I guess I had, you know, more, not more plans, but I had more inclination to try and do, you know, like, you know, my, like, video editing and streaming and stuff at the time. And
right.
You know, that was kind of my, I guess,
I was thinking on the,
that decision.
I was thinking on the funding side. I was like, man, that could fund your fun, you know, in a somewhat of a way. Yeah. But yeah, man, I'm glad we had that discussion on that. Well, I like your breakdown on the chip sector. That's where we were. Do you have any market goals
for yourself?
What is your investment style or your niche?
My investment, like, my thought process behind it is right now it's any stock that has a dividend is a stock that I would like to be in, because at the time I haven't been able to, like, study as much as the mobile trader himself. So I don't think it's, like, the best decision for me to, you know, keep trading, like, multiple times and
until I
get a better handle on it. But I feel that knowing stocks well enough that I can see, like, okay, this is a good dividend relative to the price of the stock, and then how many shares that I think I can, you know, accrue, and then you know, and then even partial shares, and if that is, you know, an option. But dividends and dividend reinvestment is my main stock strategy at this point in time.
I like that.
I dabble in, you know, in trading and whatnot, but that's
the primarily main. You're a dividend investor.
Yes,
you're long-term core position builder, future wealth. I like that. You have any market favorites? Let's see. Okay. Do you still own any of your AMD? Because I know you flipped out of some of it into Apple.
Yeah, that I think I flipped out of all of it when I moved it over to Apple. Because that at the time Apple was when I got ready to buy Apple. I wanted to get 5 shares of Apple, and at the time I think I only had enough for 3
or so. Right.
And then in, you know, maybe 2, but I know that we had $120 in the AMD. I'm not sure.
You had like 33 shares, but you had some extra shares of AMD too. So you might have had like maybe 40 something shares.
And in my if I can remember correctly, I know that I sold a good chunk so that I could get my 5 shares of Apple. And
what was your cost basis on Apple? What range?
I spent
none per share.
Per share. Cost, okay.
When I say cost basis, I'm saying, like,
I thought that was for the entire.
I'm like, what was it?
Trading at $108.
Okay, that's what we talk about, like. That's my entry, 108.
Yeah, and I was gonna get to that.
But oh, you got to dance around that rug, dog. You go right to them. Anyway, Apple's at
316, like more than that. Now, but it's because I was looking at it. It was 200% gain
in your account. In your right.
That, yeah.
I guess that's okay.
200 plus.
You know, 3% is good, but 200
over the time that I've had Apple. So, it, you know, it would have been cool to have as much of that AMD as possible because of the run, and then also I could have had a much bigger what do you call it, like, when you have, okay, I have 5 of Apple, and I could have had maybe 20 or 30 of AMD.
Your lot
install is lot.
Your lot, because a lot sometimes it's 100 or 1,000 shares, but then they call it odd lots if you can't purchase that 100 share they used to call it that.
Okay.
You know,
okay.
So, but anyway, just my bag. What's in my account, partner? That, yeah, stay out of my business. But anyway, so you're a long-term investor. You enjoy you're looking at the dividend. Because I remember you put me on, a few weeks ago, you put me on Best Buy when it was like
82?
Yeah, at the highest. Mm-hmm. And you checked the long-term chart. You did technical analysis on that, correct?
Yeah.
How did you spot that? What made you find Best Buy?
Well, I had kind of been like seeing Best Buy because I wanted to get a different sort of a different sector that's like, you know, because I have Abercrombie and Fitch, that's, you know, textiles, clothing, and then I've got Apple, and, you know, that's chips and whatnot, but I kind of wanted to get something in more retail, and like I had looked at Best Buy and Target, and I knew Best Buy a little bit more because it's more around electronics, and then I noticed that they paid a dividend.
So Best Buy pays a dividend?
Yeah. That's part of what
drew you in.
Yeah, and then I just kind of put it on the watch list on the Street Smart Edge and the TD Ameritrade platform, and it left an impression on me enough for me to keep thinking about it every so often, and then that one day I was like looking at it, and I was like, well, I think that can be a good move.
So, yeah. It was a great call, man. Mm-hmm. Great call. I think you have a really good keen eye for, let's see, picking stocks to trade, mostly to invest in. Mm-hmm. You know, that you have a good research ability. So, I take you enjoy the market. Mm-hmm. Do you have any advice for young newbie investors or people who are interested in the market? Like, what would you tell them if they wanted to begin investing? Where would they go to study, or how did you just study? How was it?
Well, I mean, I had a good teacher.
Hey, you know? I know that's right, man.
But
I sound like my uncles, man. Watch out there, man.
JD, I'm
go ahead.
But it's tough because I've tried to tell my little cousin that there's many ways to, you know, create like wealth, you know, and I guess spur on wealth for your future. And I just showed her that, you know, there's like the stock market, you know, it's a real thing. And I just showed her that, I guess the time frame over when I had my my Apple to where it is now, I was like, it's a real thing. You know?
You showed that to Karis?
Yeah.
Okay.
My cousin Karis is an artist, and she has big dreams. But
great. Shout out to Karis. I hugged her and hugged Christian at your graduation, man, and they were like, who is this man? I've been knowing y'all since. Anyway, okay.
Yeah, but for me, I would say I've definitely learned actionable intelligence from investopedia.com.
Nice. Good shot.
And
they're going to pay us. y'all gonna pay them tonight.
But I think that if you find, if you maybe watch two YouTube videos, just a maybe 8-minute videos, something short.
I'm good with YouTube. I saw a couple dudes like, you cannot learn from YouTube. I said, man, you can.
YouTube University is a real thing, man. It's
knowledge, information. Mm-hmm. I mean, you vet it, fill, and
it's
due diligence. Yeah. It just adds to the pot.
Think about this podcast. It's a lot of educational intel. But what if we were just on camera?
Good point. Hey, well, yeah, man. The dude that was in Coined on Facebook, and I think it wasn't BSI, but on Coined, yeah, man. We are coming for you, brother. You said, people cannot learn on YouTube, okay, fella.
We're going to digress.
Okay, we'll get back here. Okay.
But just, you know, watch, you know, two YouTube videos that give you an overview of the market and what the market can do for you, and then, you know, just take that as it is from when you start, just and think about it, you know, like, because, you know, you might not be interested, but if you are, those two videos will give you the pat on the butt to to jump in a little further. And then for those that don't know anything, now you're exposed and you're thinking about it.
Ah, great point, man. Great point. Well, we're coming down to the end. It's a 20-minute clip. I don't want to keep people all night, but okay. You know, I'm a Martin fanatic coming up. So, do you have a Martin quote? Do you have any quotes? Do you have any of them, dog? I've raised you on that. Yeah, Kool-Aid, Martin, and baseball. Sports Center from 10 o'clock, 10:30. When I was in school, you would sit on my lap, man. And that's how I would put you to sleep. You'd sit there. I'd have the bat because I'd finish my push-ups. And then you would start nodding off around 10:30, man. Because that's when Sports Center would go 30 minutes back in the day.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Shout out to Grambling, Grambling State University, baseball.
Like, I don't think I have a full-length quote.
Well, but give me something.
I think, honestly, anything from Dragonfly Jones. I just remember the part where his apprentice was like, man, I need my money. He's like, man, don't worry about that money. You'd be working on your art.
He said, if you study your art. He said, Dragonfly, I need that money. He said, wait a minute, punk. He said, if you study your art... Nope. Kenji said, my light's gonna be turned off.
If you study your art, you won't need no light.
He said, if you study your art, you know your way through the dark, punk. It's on.
And he proceeded to get his butt waxed.
Kenji was a green belt. And he whooped Dragonfly, who was a fifth degree black belt. Every episode, Miss Jerry even whooped Dragonfly. And he played the piano that dun, dun,
oh, dun, 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 dun.
Hey guys, this has been my favorite interview. Thank you for listening in. Guys, watch list for coming up next week is pay attention to the coronavirus. I'm looking at APT, Alpha Protec, the symbol Alpha Protec.
Yeah.
Boy, I'm on it. And of course, we have big earnings week. Microsoft, Boeing, a lot of the players I just
Boeing
named.
Boeing just had a maiden voyage of its largest.
Yeah, that was big. So they needed that. Mm-hmm. They needed that. But hey, we're looking at APT. Let's just run down the line. Let's go ahead and get it over with for these people. I'm short Target right now and puts. It's a quick trade. There was a little gap I spotted. We're looking at Virgin Galactic and to the long side, but it's set for a pullback, guys. It's really, really, really overbought on the daily. So pay attention to that. Expect a pullback. You might look for an entry, but if you're looking at hopping in there, we're building the position as a family. So it's not a trade. We're not trading that. These are trading. I put it like this. It's their swing trade. A swing trade watch list. So Best Buy, I wanted it pulled back to the moving average on the 22nd. So I'm keeping an eye on that. Keeping, of course, an eye on Facebook and Microsoft. Everything pulled back and it needed to. Things were overbought on that run. So we needed a little bit of a breather. So keep an eye on that, guys. Pay attention to how the market respond to the mania of the coronavirus, guys. Please, and also be careful out there, and prayers to the families who have been touched by that. But we're going to shut it down. NVIDIA is also on there. Boeing, it ripped when the new CEO, Calhoun, said, you know, he made a nice positive statement. And then the FAA chief said Boeing is... on track, and they said they could possibly get it certified before mid-year, but they throw a lot of conditionals when they make that could, should, maybe, possibly. So I'm selling all rallies. I'm short, man. I'm short, and if I get whipsawed out of there, I'm whipsawed. But that daily chart is coming up. There was a doji on the day on the 22nd. RSI was in. It was low, so it was primed to pop. And Boeing went up from 309 after being down over four handles. And then it ran, I mean, it catapulted parabolic after the FAA chief made his statement. Sold off afterwards a little bit, but it's in an area right now where it's kind of no man's land. And if it falls below, if it gets back in that 305 range and breaches that, it could tumble into the 290s, but it could also run up to 370 because earnings are coming up midweek. Guys, we're going to wrap it up. Jay, you got anything you want to say?
No, just, you know, thank you for interviewing me. And, you know, we finally made it happen and had some good info going.
All right, guys. You guys take care, and we'll check with you later.